This day in Hawaiian music history. With regard to Hawaiian music and specifically steel guitarists, Ho'olohe Ho Radio has spent a great deal of time and energy trying to sort out legend from lore. And like so many other Hawaiian music artists, there may be more of lore about Sam Cokie than legend. Much of what has been written about him is purely anecdotal and therefore, ultimately, contradictory. One source indicates he arranged for certain major motion pictures, but more reliable sources indicate that the same arrangements were done by Hollywood heavyweights. I'm referring here to Cokie being credited as the arranger of Sweet Leilani and other hits from the score of the Bing Crosby vehicle Waikiki Wedding. Cokie may have appeared as a steel guitarist on screen in the film, but sources dispute that he was the orchestrator or even that he played steel guitar on the songs. Many sources have him recording with such non-Hawaiian artists as Gene Autry, but the discographical information puts Cokie in the wrong place and time to have been on those sessions. And many believe that whenever Cokie was in the recording studio that he was necessarily the steel guitarist, when, in fact, he often traded steel guitar chores with other band members who did an equally admirable job. This is true of many sides by Sam Cokie and his Paradise Islanders, on which it is assumed that Cokie is the lone stealer, but those in the know believe that the vast majority of the steel playing on those sides was performed by fellow steeler Danny Stewart. Perhaps at the heart of the lore is that, because of his popularity in that era, affixing Sam Cokie's name to any work during this period largely made it gold by association. Ho'olohe Ho Radio also interests itself in firsts, and Sam Cokie's recording sessions of September 1, 1937 do represent an important first. Steel guitarist's fascination with the tune called Paradise Isle dates back almost as far as the invention of the instrument itself. At some point, every steeler makes a point of learning this standard of the instrument. But who recorded it first? The song was composed by Sam Cokie, and so using the discographical information, I determined that Cokie's recording of his song on this date is, indeed, the first ever recording of the song, the version from which all others were spawned. The steel guitarist here is likely Sam Cokie, but then, who knows? And the vocal is by George Pilz. Two songs were recorded during that session, the other being Ebb Tide, with a vocal by Jimmy Haolani, and it's worth hearing too. So, let's take a moment to enjoy a piece of history, a Sam Cokie recording session featuring the first ever recording of Paradise Isle, recorded in the Los Angeles studios of Decca Records on this day in 1937.
Tropical sky, palm trees sway while trade winds sigh, soft guitars hum lullabies in my out a tune of native love beneath the moon. Come with me to my land of smiles, my own, my paradise. Thank you.
Jimmy Haolani, George Pilz, Sam Cokey, and the first ever recording of Paradise Isle, waxed on this date, September 1st, 1937. For this day in Hawaiian music history, I'm Bill Wynn. You're listening to Ho'olohe Ho Radio.